Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I'm your host, Sunny J, and man. Today is Hot After Dust, you know, every Monday, the Hot After Dust Mondays, where we go on hot news, hot mess, and of course, hot new music, and hot interviews as well. So I got a little bit of everything on Mondays. Now, this will kind of let you guys know over today's show, everything's going to go down on today's show. We got, of course, you're going to be chopping us in the hot mess that we're going to talk about. There's a lot of crazy stuff, like, for instance, the Lamar Odom thing, which is funny because this is happening in my city. So this is real, it's kind of funny to me, but let me talk about that. Then, of course, about 30 minutes to the show, we're going to be having my boy IYK in the building. That's It's Young Keith. That's what IYK stands for. And he's going to be in the building. I've chopped up his music and whatnot, and also about being featured on internationalhiphop.com and soon on the Global Tech Mixtape Series. And he's actually holding down for Tampa, Florida. Once you guys say big ups to that, because you know one of our affiliate radio hosts actually is in that area. Shots DJ Smell So Good. You know, he's one of the people that he's been holding down forever. He's like one of the people I know when I first got in this mug. So definitely just a blessing to see that happen. So we got a lot of stuff going on. Maybe we'll go ahead and get to some music, a couple of tracks that will give you a little bit of taste of the hot mess for today and hot news. And then, hey, that'll be soon time for the interview. Then, of course, more of that and more some on that. So let's go ahead and start with, actually, it's crazy. I think he forgot. I think he don't remember he sent me this, which is pretty crazy. I get to have rabbits in my hat now. This is an IYK song right here. It's called With Me, right here on Life After Dust Live with your boy, Steady J. Let's go.
Little boy, y'all can't, you know.
All I want is you. All I want is you.
You know.
Hey, yo, vibe. Break it down for me.
Why me, yo?
Hey.
Baby, if you roll with me, I'm
lady. I wanna be your highness, baby. Wanna make you feel a bug. A Jackson Heights gangster. Yeah, I'm a Kenneth Thug. Ever since 3 million bucks, I know you like to shop. Wanna put you in a jag with a bag, but the money give a fuck what the price be buy. And your neck stay icy high. My bad, I meant icy cold. Limousine to the nicest though. What the fuck we need a license for? I got a chauffeur, bodyguard, even though I'm a soldier. Got stikes on dead, psyching up. Baby girl, all you gotta do is
bike it up.
Huh, and I'ma hit that spot. Gon' let a young nigga lick that twat. Got a dick that's hard and you moaning, girl. Wait a minute, where you going, girl?
Wanna be your man, get addicted like no one can. Hey, in the mall with 100 grand. And you the new envy of all your friends. But you can tell them that it ain't gon' end. Cause you ride that boy like a brand new Benz. So for me to leave you won't make no sense. You always on time like first month's rent. I know you love me for all the time I spent. And I sold my love at every dime I get. You scream Lil Boo every time I hit. Grabbing my dreads every time I lick. Like Lil Boo, come closer. Then I start to stroke you. Your screaming go slower. But I put the pedal to the metal on your motor. I'm running late nights, highway, I'm on the gas. Yeah, you love a nigga, cause the way I get that ass, come and ride with me.
With me, baby, right here with me. Tell me if you want it, all you gotta do is roll it.
Everybody, this is G-Man.
It's Shy Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
All right, welcome back everyone to Life After Dusk live with your boy Ceddy J. A little short music break, and we got some hot news, hot mess, all the good stuff, all that in between. Let's go ahead and it's actually ironic that I just played is Whitney Houston. So one of the things that I would definitely mention for today is, you know, next Sunday, it's coming up Sunday actually, it's going to be on Oprah's own channel, you know, on her show that she does, Oprah's Next Chapter. She's going to have most of the family on there to talk about a lot of the drama that's happened with Whitney before and after her passing. And it's a little bit of everything. We're chopping up that. And, of course, you know, Bobby Christian is going to be one of the people, Bobby Brown. And it's going to be crazy. So, yeah, definitely got to check it out. I'm definitely going to be one of those people. I'm going to be checking that out as well, because that means, heck, I have some reports to y'all next Monday. So definitely be on the lookout for that and whatnot. All right. As far as... Let's go ahead and get to some news first. Let's start. One of the things I got to say definitely was, like, crazy. I saw it and I was like, oh, man, shout out to that. Is Nas. It's been claimed that Nas is actually going to be starting a new record label called Kings and Queens. And it's going to be very, very, very interesting, which it was, you know, the track came out a little bit after the Wale and Tigers track called Kings and Queens, which is ironic. And I'm really excited to see how this is going to turn out and what he's going to do, what he's going to make happen out of all this. Most definitely, it's very great. And it's going to be a subsidy of Def Jam, so definitely going to be something very big. See what's going to come out of this. And Nas, you know, this very positive dude. You know, sometimes he gets hated on a little bit in the media, but other than that, I mean, my opinion, the dude is pretty positive, and his lyrics speak for himself, so that's pretty much all I got to say about it. It's my personal two cents, but heck, you know, everyone thinks differently. All right. Another thing, which is another big story, of course, some of y'all have heard about it for like almost a week or so now. Oh, Diddy, they've been talking about how Diddy's been, like, really, really excited about, you know, the release of his new TV network that'll be coming out later this year. And he was on Today's show. He showed a lot of enthusiasm about how excited he was about doing it. Now, it's crazy because, you know, one of the things about this channel, which I like, is they're trying to make sure that it's more music focused, because it has been, you know, a lot of these channels, I mean, let's just keep it real, like MTV and stuff, have moved away from mainly music and move more to the reality TV shows and stuff. And they really have lost their touch of, as far as like focus on music. Now on their separate channels like NTV 2, 3, and Jams and all that stuff, they still have music on it, but their main channel really doesn't have a, it might be music driven, but it's not necessarily focused on music as it should be. BET has that same exact problem. You know, you really go to BET, you know, they used to be, they used to have all the video shows you wanted to go see. And I know it's a lot of stuff that's available on the internet, but at the end of the day, we still like to see some of that classic stuff that BET was known for. And you can still mix it in with the new stuff. That's what people don't understand. So it's up to BET how they make the cookie crumble. But hey, I'm not behind the circus running anything, so I can't make that call and whatnot. But another big story, and all, by the way, all this good news coming from internationalhiphop.com. Lauryn Hill is debuting a brand new song. Okay. Yeah, she's debuting a brand new song called Fearless Vampire Killers. And it's gonna be very interesting because, you know, a lot of people, they so love to hear Lauryn Hill. You know, they've been waiting for some new stuff from Lauryn Hill for so long. They've been just going crazy, like, oh Lord, please release something else new. So I find it's pretty big too, because I'm definitely somebody, I like her music too, and like how she kind of just does her when she does her music, and that's an important thing a lot of people have to understand. And they image, have your image. It's good to have a strong image, whether it's a fabricated image, but try to be yourself as much as possible. That's how I feel. All right, so that is all the news from internationalhiphop.com, and we'll be sharing some more stories later on, which a lot of that become for clumsy crooks, which we go in on stupid criminals and stupid cops from all around the world. Now, as far as some of the hot mess out in the streets, okay, now this is funny. This actually kind of involves me. So the other day, I was sitting there, my crazy behind, I decided I want to go ahead and start calling random folks at nowhere, like late at night. It was late at night, and I was definitely highly inebriated. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to start calling people. Let's just go down the phone, bang, and start messing with people. I'm sitting there, I'm getting everybody. Now, funniest thing, because somebody just tweeted me about it, that's why I'm tripped off it now. So I called this one person, and this guy, and so instead of her answering, because that would have been good to get her, I could have got her really good. Instead of her answering, he answered. Now, because I'm the master of manipulation, you know, I still messed with him too. And she was telling me right now that he was driven nuts and whatnot. So it was definitely crazy. I started putting on this fake cartoon voice and whatnot. That's what I'm telling y'all. Speaking of prank calling, this Thursday, you don't want to miss it, because I'm going to be getting whoever I want to get. So if y'all have anybody personally that y'all would like me to prank call, y'all can tweet me, y'all can DM me on Twitter. If I'm following you, you can DM me on Twitter at SettyJDusk, that's CEDDYJDUSK, or you can go to my Facebook and message me there. And that's facebook.com/SettyJDusk, or the easiest way, just go to facebook.com/THEDUSKSPOT. Go there, and on the dustspot.com Facebook page, share, you can message me on there now. Woo woo, shout out to new Facebook layout. You can message me on there and let me know who you want me to prank call. So, is that serious? Is that simple and whatnot? So, we'll go to a quick song, and then we come to finish quick song. We'll have my boy RYK in the building. All right, let's see. Let's go and show them love. Freeze before we go and finish. This is on 8 at the AM, the MC. And this is Buzzkill right here on Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, let's go.
You messing up. supposed to look tight, but these niggas must not like women. They just wanna fight, and I'm like, dog, you messing up my buzz, you messing up my buzz.
I started when I was young, man. I was about man, I was in like in the second grade. It was this movie I was watching. You familiar with Kid and Play?
Oh, very familiar with them.
For sure, for sure. Okay, well, I'm watching this movie, House Party 3. It was the third installment of the House Party, and I see some little kids come on. The name of that group is Immature. They was featured on that movie at the time. And what happened was, I'm watching the movie. I'm a little kid. I'm watching the movie, and I'm seeing these kids bob around, you know, on the screen and rapping and asking for money. That's what they was doing in the movie. And I'm watching it. I'm like, wow, you know, it just hit me then. And that's when I first started really writing music. Shout out to Immature for that, yeah.
Oh, is it no, now I am next.
yeah, now they flipped it, and you know, and B2K was added, and I think I'm not sure, but I remember when it was just them three, and that one song, you know, feel the funk, man. You know what I'm saying?
They had a lot of stuff. I roast each and one of them from time to time. They did have some classics, man. They had to say, like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's the bedroom classic. Bam.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's where I started at. And then it just grew from there, man. It took off from there.
Oh, definitely. So it's crazy. Like, how, and then it's crazy, like, House Party is, you know, that reminds me. I mean, the fact that you picked those people as inspiration, that's pretty crazy. That's like early, well,
90s. Are we talking the 90s?
That's mid 90s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what's up. So, like, I mean, reading from that, you know, you say you started writing and taking it on from there, like, what was the turning point to you to get, you know, more serious about it and start, you know, really just thinking, okay, let's really get serious about music?
It came to a point where my sister, I had a sister, and she used to, we talking in the 90s again. What she used to do is download song lyrics or, no, she used to write the song lyrics because we had a tape player back then, you know. And so she used to listen to the song and write it, and that's where I learned how to write lyrics. And from there, I grew older, and I started rapping with my neighbor a little bit, and it came to a point where I joined this local rap group from the neighborhood, Drop 'em Boys. That was their name, Drop 'em Boys. And I started with them, and what made me really knew that I was something is because they didn't want me in their group because they thought I was stealing somebody else's raps when I used to read them my stuff. So
that's interesting. I was going to ask you who writes your music. So that's very crucial. Though a lot of people, there's a lot of people that's running around here copy-pasting all day long.
yeah, and I was so young, and I was, you know, I came up with some songs, and it wasn't that they was, like, they wasn't mean with it, but the way they kicked me out, you know, they used to just laugh and say, you know, nah, he done been on the internet. It was Napster at the time, I think. They thought I was going there, you know, just listening to songs and repeating them.
For me, man, I think that's pretty lame because at the end of the day, everybody's influenced by somebody. So it's not necessarily saying that you were taking lyrics from them, but there's always going to be whoever inspired you is going to show a little bit in your music. So, duh, people.
Yeah. And they was the ones inspiring me, man. You know, at the time too, I was listening to them guys.
And that's effed up. So, I mean, your turning point from that, man, how did you end up bouncing back from that? Because that's pretty crazy, man. Like, a lot of when people backstab you, that's one of the worst things to deal with in this industry.
Yeah. I was young, and I kept going. And what I did end up doing is, you know, kept writing stuff. And I ended up getting to high school and meeting with some more guys, you know. And I was always, one thing about me, I was always nervous about my music because I knew it was good, but I didn't think nobody else would think it was good. And I started rapping with some more guys, and his name was Mike Lake, the guy I used to rap with. And just watching him freestyle and me listening to him made me realize that I can do it and other people will listen to me. And so from there, watching him took me to another level when I was in high school, and I got a little buzz on this little dancing song I did titled Let's Ride.
Oh, okay. So, like, what was like the tempo? Was it like a slow jam? Was it?
It was more of a club dancing song down here. More like a Tampa, local Tampa type song that you dance to.
Okay, I was saying earlier, shout out to Tampa because actually one of our radio show affiliates, he actually is in Tampa, so big ups to Tampa.
Okay, yeah. He's out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because he started talking noise, you know, this season with the Buccaneers. He was really getting my nerves.
Oh yeah, man. Hey, I ride for the Bucs now, so you know, I ride for the Bucs. You might not want to say too much bad about him while you got me.
you talking to America's, you talking to a fan of America's team, so that's, yeah, so you really gotta watch out around me.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, most definitely, man. We're gonna go into one of your tracks right now. Wanna chop it up and. No, we actually played one of your tracks earlier with me.
With me.
Yes, we played that. We actually played that track by from you earlier. That's pretty nice, you know. Mm-hmm. Nice, the soft joint, which is always, it's always nice to have something for ladies. Some people always make all that, every track is mad at the world. Like I tell everybody all the time. Sometimes I want it to be a mellow track. Sometimes I want it to be grungy. Sometimes I want it to just be just a normal track. So. Sometimes I want to say, give me everything. So, yeah. Let's go into this other track. But there's one track from play here called Dream Killer. Kind of tell us a little bit about Dream Killer.
Oh, that's a mean one there. Pay attention.
Like, as far as like when you were making this song, like, what was like your thought process going into the studio and just basically writing this and whatnot?
Oh, okay, yeah. Dream Killer was like a, man, that took a lot of deep thought processing because I had just stepped off a nice freestyle off that that Travis Porter Bring It Back instrumental.
Oh, yeah. I was freestyling that in the club like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, man, I'm really feeling that beat. And I just stepped off a freestyle to that beat with another local artist down here named Tom G. So I had just stepped off that, and then here come my little brother. Was like, my little brother, he bothered me all the time about my music. And he was like, hey, you ain't got no more songs you can make? And, you know, I take that as a challenge when anybody asks me that. I'm like, are you crazy? Of course I can make songs. And so what I did was we found a beat. It was like 2:00 in the morning, and we found that beat, which was shout out to Johnny Giuliano. You know, he always makes some bangers. I mean, always makes some bangers.
Yeah, he makes a lot of songs that make go. Yeah. By the way, that was actually my leg. I was hit it with my hand, everybody. That was actual real sound effects. Okay, here we go. This is Dream Killer by IYK right here on Life at the Dust Live, and then we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I feel biked up. Money on my mind is nothing as a backup. I hope I never die, it's nothing like that black tuck. I'm thinking suicidal, being this new arrival. Trapped in the game full of beef, all of these stupid rivals. On top of that, standing in front of these group of idols. My cousin got killed by his girlfriend's brother. And when we found out he was dead, you should have heard his mother. That's why my heart's cold, the reverse of summer.
Chilled out.
I'm getting tired of my homies. I love you, but is this really for me? I love the church, but I don't really know the truth. I'm so confused, every day is no good news. Do you feel me? Or is it real what I'm talking about? Do you feel what I'm talking about? Man, I don't know, I'm trying to keep from going crazy. But I've been thinking about it lately.
Johnny Giuliano,
I am the pizza guy. Who you with? Well, how about this? I am on neither side. I look up to Martin Luther, keep the dream alive. Yeah, this track seeming fire. Street pressure as I inhale. I stop bootlegging before I wind up in jail. I tell a secret to my friend who with my friend tell. Gonna wind up in hell. Burnt out like an exhaust pipe. Sitting here wishing that I was Rick Ross hype, but not his fame level. I just want the same cheddar. I think I better aim better. Cause patience is a virtue. Who getting real money? This thug or Urkel? It's getting to the point I pop a slug for my circle.
I'm
getting tired of this drama. I did some bad shit. Hello, karma. I'm so confused, and I don't know what else to do. I'm through. This means more to me than you. Do you feel me? Or is it real what I'm talking about? Do you feel what I'm talking about? Man, I don't know. I'm trying to keep from going crazy. And I've been thinking about it lately. Take time off, I'm a rhyme boss. Hustler, I got them dimes off. You try me, I let this nine off. My wife, sweet as pine sauce. She witnessed me as a crime lord. Yep, and I did time for it. Now I'm about to shine for it. Rap deal, I'm about to grind for it. But I ain't gonna ask who time for it. Cause this shit here is mine, boy. Yeah, but it's still dream killer. Cause I don't really know what seem realer. I come from the 80s. One thing about us cursing men, we so humble but crazy. Rent due, I can only afford some of the payment. I'm saying. Electric, threat to cut off the power. I'm only getting paid $7 an hour. Lord, please, I just want my own album. I'm getting tired of these phonies, acting like you do, but you don't know me. What's happening? I wanna be a millionaire, this ain't fair, but nobody else care. Do you feel me? Or is it real what I'm talking about? Do you feel what I'm talking about? Man, I don't know, I'm trying to keep from going crazy, but I've been thinking about it lately.
Chunky.
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with with Ceddie J on the Dusk Spot.
We're back in the building. We're back in the building, y'all. R-Y-K. I think it's official. The crazy, crazy one's coming out today.
Hey, man.
Oh, man. Well, most definitely, man. Yeah, I like how all of a sudden, you know, you was being real smooth, and all of a sudden you started going a little fast on it. You said, okay, hold on, let me let y'all know, just in case y'all didn't know, let me show y'all that I can rap a little fast for y'all real quick. I like how you pulled that in.
You threw that in on us at the end, like out of nowhere. Yeah, man, thanks. Thank you.
Most definitely, like, this track being called Dream Killer, it was like this song like inspired because of the fact that like a lot of people are like dream killers, or like someone in your life has been a personal dream killer.
Well, yeah, what I was thinking of when I was doing the first verse of that song, and like I was saying, like, you know, I pictured myself, you know, already there, you know, already in the game, already was hot, already was popping, and I'm picturing myself, you know, I don't know if I'd be able to, you know, handle it being in the number one spot, or, you know, that's why it come to a point where, you know, I say I love my homies, but, you know, is this really for me? And then it came to one point at the end of the song. What was that line? You just mentioned it. The verse I wanted to point out in your question you asked me. You had just mentioned it.
You when you start speaking up that
Dream Killer. Okay. Here we go. Yeah, you said the inspiration behind the title. What I said was it's still a dream killer because I don't know which life seemed realer. Meaning, I don't know if this life that I'm living right now, which is not being famous, you know, having a wife and kids, having a regular job, is this the real life, or is me making it, being a rapper, being famous, being all the money, all the, you know, everything, everybody like me, everybody don't like me, or whatever, is that for me? And that's the part that's a dream killer. Because I don't know which one is for me, you know. That's basically where that comes from.
I mean, that's deep because a lot of us go to that. Me personally, myself, I go to that same thought process. Like, you really start thinking, you know, it's two. End of the day, you're still the same person, but you feel like it's two different. It's two different people in two different worlds, and not everybody. You know, everybody doesn't. Everybody likes. No, some people know Ceddie J, some people know Cedric, some people know whatever, some people know both of them. But, you know, it's just a little bit of everything. Like you said, you don't know, sometimes both worlds coincide and you're like, dang, which one is real?
Yeah, man, yeah. And I know it's gonna come a time and point where I'm gonna have to either make a choice about this, and I'm pretty sure the choice I'm going to make, you know, is to go with what I'm doing now. But, you know, it's going to come a point where I'm going to look back and I'm going to ask myself, you know, that question, you know. I mean, I can't even say. I just got to wait and see, you know. But that's where the title from that song came from, this whole thought process right here.
I mean, you basically just step into. Some people might not admit it because they feel like, you know, some people like to say that, like, they just, yeah, this, yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, I think everyone has their struggle. You know, that's why certain stars have been to the crazy stuff they've been through. Like, you know, Michael Jackson, perfect example. You know, there's him. Him having to go through, you know, everyone in the world loving him through his music and whatnot. But at the end of the day, could I ever be the record? Could I ever just be just a normal, everyday person?
Yeah, yeah, similar, yeah. But his was on a whole different level, you know, Michael Jackson. Oh, man, it's, I don't know if I can handle that fame level because he couldn't do nothing. I mean, nothing.
Right, that's why I be telling people all the time, like, you ought to be, like, you know, sometimes you got to be careful what you do because at the end of the day, you got to think of this, you know, like, you TMZs are running around ready to get anybody, which, hold on, by the way, let me go ahead and go in on TMZ because sometimes TMZ, you know, it's like a gift and a curse because I get some good news from y'all sometimes, and then sometimes y'all let me down. This is Mike Epps thing. It's not news. This is a whack story. It's a dry story. It must have been a very dead news for y'all to bring that up. So, to me, that was one of the wackest stories I saw with TMZ from this past week. I'm like, let it go. So, like you said, you just got to be careful. When you start becoming a star, you got to be ready to think, like, heck, let me live my life like I know that at any moment anybody's going to find out about it. So you really got to be careful then.
Yeah, man.
All right, so let's go ahead and go to another one of your tracks. This is called Green Light. Let us know about Green Light.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what was, like, your whole inspiration behind that track?
Green Light song basically is just, you know, basically showing off a little bit. You know, I look at myself as just more than a rapper, you know. I'm actually a pretty good songwriter myself. And so for me to listen to a beat and, you know, put together an R&B song, it's just another talent that I can do. And so what I did was I originally wrote the song for somebody, and that was the pitch that I was going to give to them, which is my part on the song. You know, once you get into it, you will see that this song is, on my behalf, is an R&B song. And I needed a rapper on the song. I could have did it myself, but, you know, I didn't want to do that. I needed a rapper on the song, and so I linked up with, I met up with one of the hottest rappers in Tampa right now that's got a flaring buzz, Tay Bebe. And I just kept my part, which originally was for somebody else, but I kept my part. I put him on there, and, you know, people starting to like it. So, you know, I'm just going to roll with it.
All right, man. Hey, let's go ahead and check that out right now. I mean, here's Green Light right here on Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Tay-Bay. Tay-Bay. Tay-Bay in this bitch. Say Tay-Bay, baby. It seems like no stop sign. We just green light. She pink cut, but as usual, and I'm a young coon. You know what I do to you.
I see you looking. Tell me what it's looking like. Green light.
can't keep on the hook right. She fuck me and she love fight. Baby, she know that I'm thugged out and I don't play no games. And I'm ready to go.
Movement, global mixtapes, show.
Well, definitely. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's like seeing artists all over the place. I can never get enough to say that this movement just keeps getting stronger and stronger every day. And, you know, I got to say big ups to you, because anytime, you know, what I say is about the Global Tech Mixtape Artists / internationalhiphop.com, y'all on there as well, like, y'all aren't hesitant to support somebody that's trying to support you. Y'all are never hesitant about that. And that's one thing I can never, it's people that I know, it's MO. I'm going to put it out there. Y'all know me, high as high to dust Monday. I'm going to go in and let you know, put this up on blast. There's some people that's in my own city that won't, you know, that don't even support what I got going on sometimes. And, you know, they sometimes they just want to be able to walk around and say, oh, I know the guy who does that, but they don't support me, you know. It's crazy. It's always a blessing to see people from all across the world that support me. And I'm like, you know, it's crazy. I've never met y'all not one time in my life.
I got you locked in, Shetty. You know you, my dog, from here on. I got you locked.
Well, definitely, man. I mean, it's like I said, y'all just, I mean, I can never get enough of it, man. I had to definitely put that out there. And, man, that's my challenge. I challenge a lot of people, like a lot of people that if you're going to ask somebody to support you, make sure you support other people first. I always stress that enough. I can't run around saying over some people support me if I'm not doing the same thing. At the end of the day, I'm going to be knocking on people's doors trying to support them. Hey, I'm trying to support you.
Yeah, so, for sure. You got to. Get in what you put out.
Right.
Yeah,
the golden rule.
Like
the golden
that.
Rule. You give respect, you give respect. It's that simple. So a lot of people complain.
Yeah.
And it's the same people that don't show love at the people be the same ones crying and whining because they're not getting any love back from the rest of the world.
Yes, I met one of those people today, you know. I want to tell the guy, you know, you ain't going to get it like that, but I'm sure he already knows. So I still support him, but I met somebody like that today.
Oh, yeah. And then they, I know, when they know you all day, they ain't dropping you all day. It's funny to me. It is what it is, you know. I get over it. get into some more, man. Like, as far as, like, do you have any personal mixtapes yourself that you got coming up or already have out?
I got this one mixtape, man, called No Feelings. It's pretty tight, you know. I was a lot more, let's just say I matured since then. So this next one I got coming out, titled Still Spittin'. That's the one I'm really trying to get a buzz on. That's the one I'm really trying to focus on, because I matured a whole lot, you know, over a short period of time. I'm not sure why, but I matured a lot, you know, when it comes to my music. I've learned a lot, you know. I used to make a lot of mistakes, which I'm glad I did. But on this new mixtape I got coming up called Still Spittin', it's going to be flawless, you know, in my opinion, of course. And it's definitely going to have, you can definitely look forward to tracks like Dream Killer, Green Light, and With Me. I mean, basically every track you've heard of me recently. You can look forward to real songs. You know, just real hits.
Well, definitely. So when that comes out, we definitely can't wait to put it in. Of course, the mixtape of the week battle, because always. And I mean, I gotta say, man, I gotta give a shout out to the mixtape week battle. But this week's battle, woo wee, they going neck and neck to call this week, man. Like, this is like probably the best battle of the year so far. Like, this is the battle number five, and none of the battles have been like this, how competitive this one has been. So, I've got to say big up to the artists on this one. because y'all already back and forth, going back and forth at it. So big ups to Young Dago, big ups to X Cool, big ups to Jay Jones, man. Just, we definitely can't wait to see what's gonna happen from that. So I just keep doing what I do, man. As far as like with your music and whatnot, where can everybody download your music?
You can check me out on my website. It's www.itchyoungkeith.com.
One more time for everybody. One more good time.
One more good, everybody. Pay attention. All right, you can check me out at www.itchyoungkeith.com. That's www.itchyoungkeith.com. ITSyoungkeith.com. That's got all my stuff. I mean, everything I do, everything I'm trying to do, I got the other artist stuff too on there. So you submit me your stuff, I also post it to my site, you know. Check me out. I check you out. We check everybody, check each other out, you know, something like that. All that.
I like the fact that you did that. Like, I stress to the people, sometimes people fall away from what their brand is. And I always like it for people to, when they make it so easy. That's why when people always come to me and tell me, why don't I change my Twitter? You haven't changed your Twitter name this whole time? Hell no. Got too much stuff out there. Got my name. They got @SammyJDusk on it. I'll be damned if I said this, I change it now. So, hell to the
game. Can't turn around now. You
got to
keep rolling. Yeah.
Because it's always fun when you was going to change their name the first time and you try and tweet them and you're like, okay. I'm confused, man. So, yeah. Some people, the name change they change them to are actually better than the original ones, but still, at the end of the day, it'd be hard to keep up with that name changing. So, because at least there's some people that do it, only once. I know people that change their names frequently. Like, they change it like they change their draws. And I'm like, how y'all do that? And it used to be the same way that come and you go, can you promote my Twitter? I can't promote your Twitter because 20 minutes later, they're going to change another name.
You gotta run with it. I mean, but that's they swag. But you know, they gotta understand by doing that. You know, you losing people when you keep switching it up. That, you know. So shout out to them.
Most definitely, man. Sure, what we're gonna do is that concludes the interview portion of the show. But you're definitely welcome to stay here for the rest of the moment of the show because. Hey, I still got some stupid criminal news going on. You can feel free to show your input on that. So we're going to go ahead and go to some more music and then be back with the stupid criminal news. I got a lot of stuff this week. I'm looking at people like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? But then again, what is it not like that on here? All right, so here we go. I got to play this because my mind is... Get my mindset, man. I'm just in the mood to hear it. This is Mary. I'm walking because hey, this is how I feel right now. Sometimes you gotta be on that kind of mindset to take that walk when you feel like a lot of things are driving you.
Boom.
Bye.
Take we are back. All right. Now, I got to definitely say, I got to go in. A lot of stupid stuff is going on this weekend, criminal news. I'll shout out to clumsycrooks.com where you can get the most ridiculous, stupid characters in the world. So let's go ahead and go into this on this first thing of news. Oh, my God. I just understand. People are so freaking dumb. And it's like I should be used to this by now. Every week I tell y'all, just not thinking it can't get any worse with these criminals. They get worse every week. Apparently, these alleged robbers, they happen to phone their victim to ask them for a date. Apparently, a Pennsylvania man allegedly robbed a woman of $60 after she got off a bus and then had the nerve to call her twice to ask for a date. Wow. I don't know how I that. I mean, like real talk, like does that make? I mean, I don't understand. It makes no sense. So now you've already struck fear into this woman, and now you want to try. I mean, you've taken something from her. Because you know they always say time is money, and when you're taking her money, you're taking her time away from her. So you're doing that. Then you struck fear into her the fact that you took it by force. But then now you want to try to go on a date with her? I'm not understanding that.
You seen that movie, Don't Be a Minute?
What's up?
Have you seen that movie, Don't Be a Menace to Society?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Where he pulled out a gun to get the girl number?
I mean, some girls were like, oh, I like a dude to keep it gay. But if the girls are there, I don't know what they mean. They want the dude to keep it that gangster. that's crazy. They ain't even gangster. That's just plain stupid. Because I understand how you think that, you were scot-free, dude. At least you appear to be scot-free had you not been caught. Because by calling her, don't you think that means it can trace back to where you are? I don't know. I mean, common sense tells me that.
The money, $60, you ain't really thinking anyway, so you already messed up from the start.
Yeah, I mean, $60. Then he not only tried to hit her once, but twice. Like, you got to be freaking kidding me. All right, yeah, let's see. Y'all just never get old with how stupid y'all are.
We talking about a grown-ass man, right? A teenager.
This is a 26-year-old man. That's apparently what's going on in Pittsburgh. That's what's happening in Pittsburgh. People running riots and freaking crazy in Pittsburgh. I know it was like that. Whatever, people. Y'all heard in my head this week. All right, let's go into the next crazy theme. Apparently, in this case, this stupid criminal here, he was tracked down simply by people listening to his footsteps and following his footsteps. Now, this idiot, let me tell y'all what this idiot tried to do when he was trying to cover his footsteps so they wouldn't try to be able to find him, even though that wasn't too good of a plan. After he was trying to break into somewhere, he decided that he wanted to break. And keep in mind, he broke some glass to get into somewhere. And then he tried. And then what he did was he took the broken pieces to try to cover his tracks. Like he started replacing the window with crazy stuff, like with the wrong kind of material, just all kind of dumb stuff. So at the end of the day. I don't understand. This is another dumb criminal. I can't do it. Oh man, here we go. I can never get enough of these people. Now this one is, you know. Some people have done it. Some people have done it innocently to be funny or whatever. But this is just crazy. This is one of those dine and dash type of ordeals. Apparently, a man had allegedly skipped out on paying his bill at Applebee's during a law enforcement fundraiser on Thursday night, and he was arrested and charged. Ooh, not a very good. Not a very good thing. So let's run that back again. So you decided. So let's keep this in mind. Applebee's is having a fundraiser at night. Basically, proceeds from Applebee's were going towards this cop fundraiser called Tip a Cop. And apparently, you decided that it was a smart idea to, let's commit a crime clearly in front of them. And now let's not only commit a crime clearly in front of cops, let's commit a crime that's directly going to do something to them. And now, this is now, you know, of course, they're going to take that personally. So, yet again, another dumbass. It is what it is. I mean, this was this kind of crap I'm talking about. Like, y'all got to explain to me how this makes any, how some of the stupid stuff y'all do makes any sense. Like, every day I read this news, I just feel like I just want to slap myself. Okay. One last story for the day. Oh, man. It's like that. This one, it's like it can sound sexy because you're like, oh, man, the nature of the story, but it's just stupid. Okay, so apparently a chick by, ironically, her last name was Pink. That's funny because the story has something to do with Victoria's Secret. Her last name apparently is Pink, and police say that she was going around boosting sexy bras and panties from Victoria's Secret. Apparently, that's what she was doing. She decided, you know, they finally caught her after a couple of malls, and it was actually two people, and that was ridiculous. So they were going from all these different malls. There was one in Baccaratown, and there was the one in Boston Beach Mall. They were acting the fool at. So, end of the day, I mean, Victoria's Secret bra and panties. So I was trying to figure out what was the point of this. Like, was she trying to turn the man on so hard at night she had the money to get it? So she was like, well, I got to get this sexy lingerie. Or was it like some bootlegged models running around trying to get some clothes for their photo shoot or something? I don't know what the heck is going on. But at the end of the day, what's up?
Maybe she was a stripper.
I mean, maybe she was a stripper, but you didn't make it. I guess she didn't get enough ones that night, man. I guess she didn't get enough ones.
How do you think you're gonna walk up into Victoria's Secret and get away with that? I mean, honestly, how are you gonna do that?
Right, and not only that, and then take the most expensive ones at that. They weren't just taking bottom of the barrel ones. They were going for the best ones they could freaking find and stealing them. So, at the end of the day, I can't feel sorry for people. Some people, if there are any, might feel sorry for them. But I don't feel sorry for them because I'm sorry. I'm not going down for no freaking Victoria's Secret. If I was a female, I would not go down for stealing Victoria's Secret bra and panties. But then again, this guy has been doing that to himself. Just like me, in my opinion, people dying over a pair of Jordans is not that crucial. Like, nope. If you're that hard on, and you feel like that, oh, if I don't get these shoes, I'm gonna kill somebody. I need to get these shoes. If you feel that that's the case, why don't you just go pick a different type of shoe? There's other hot shoes out there. Start your own trend. At the end of the day, people respect you for doing what you want to do, not just because everybody else is doing it. So, I just gotta say that's ultimately whack. Hey, they get today's crickets. Because, I mean, that was the dumbest thing ever, like stealing Victoria's Secret stuff and getting going to jail. But second place comes to the guy decided to call the woman after he stole her money. That was really dumb. All right, so. As we get ready to come and go to a close, let me go put my last minute thinking music. Thank you, Maestro. Okay, so go ahead and let everybody know again, like how they can catch you or whatnot. Okay.
All right. You can find me at www.itsyoungteeth.com. That's www.itsyoungteeth.com. And you can also email me, Youngteeth.
Oh, sorry, I was going along with the beat.
You can email me at youngteeth813@gmail.com.
Well, definitely. All right, all right. Yeah, I know y'all miss any parts of the show, mind you. Any parts of the show you miss, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. Go for the one that says it's Young Keith. It'll be hot after dusk. It'll say hot after dusk. And it will have right next to an artist at ITSYOUNGKETH. I gotta give myself a cricket. You got something cricket for that one. All right, so that's how you gotta find that show. Y'all can also go to iTunes and listen to it for free. I mean, completely free. Just go to iTunes, type in "Life After Dusk Live," and type in that same, and then look for that same exact title. Yeah, I can listen to the show free on there. Or listen to it at the Dusk Spot by clicking Life at the Dusk on the Dusk Spot. And that's at DUSKSVLT. .com. So there you go.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, so we're rolling on out. And remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or there's an IYK, or there's a U, there is a way. I'll let y'all know for the rest of the week, we got tomorrow's show. This Tuesday show is going to be, of course, TP3 Radio every Tuesday. They take over, the three lovely young ladies take over the show every Tuesday, and they hold it down so well. And they've been doing great for the past 2 weeks. They started 2 weeks ago, they've been holding it down. Now, Wednesday, I might have to take y'all kids in for this one because it's going to get a little crazy, in which we're actually going to have Ebony Soleil Productions, which is actually a website that focuses on fetishes. So the discussion we'll be talking about on Wednesday is how important it is for people to live out their fetishes and whatnot. So it's going to get a little adult-friendly. On the commentary. So y'all going to definitely make sure you check your kids in on that one. And then Thursday, we're bringing it back by popular demand. You know, everyone always asks me when I'm going to do my next one. I can't do it all the time because then I can't get as excited as y'all do now and I do it every now and then. So we're going to bring it up. We're bringing back something very, very, very crazy, which is the prank calls. And so this Thursday, we have my prank calls, and I'll be going in on a whole lot of folks. So if you want me to prank call somebody, go to facebook.com/THEDUSKSPOT, and then message the page and send me the number and the name of the person. Give me a little bit about the person, too, because that's what I can work off of, too, what character I'm going to use and how to best really get them. So really, if you have somebody you want me to get, let me know. You can hit me up on there. So this Thursday, yeah, be geared up. Because I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of characters. And shout out to my boy, Matt. I'm the soul way going to be definitely in the building. He's going to be helping me go in as well. And one of the things we're going to do, I'll give you a little insider. One of the crazy calls, let's just say it's going to involve a Chinese restaurant and it's going to involve the Asian voices. I'm going to say the day. So I just give y'all a little bit. I'm not going to do it all the way for y'all because I can't let y'all wait. But there we go. So we're rolling on out. All right. In the words of Chris Brown. Peace.